Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to BOLLandBranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers 5 times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code unfiltered for 15% off.
It's a challenge, the 7-minute challenge.
Okay, everybody, I'd like you to comment below about how your 7-minute challenge went. This is a business podcast, after all.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
Oh, okay. We're back. Hi, guys.
Hey, welcome to our podcast.
Now things have changed in 48 hours because we released a podcast on Tuesday that we had delivered on Tuesday. It is now Thursday. You'll be hearing this on a Tuesday. We'll be going to LA today.
Today.
But wow, it's been a week. It's been a week.
Yeah, but at least my kid's finally back at school. God, I mean, what was that, like 4 weeks?
It has been like... You know, this podcast is meant to be business, but when it's your business, it's also your life and it's your feelings, and it's really hard to objectively stand back and look at things, and you often feel them before you
acknowledge that they're real. And then when you pull out a podcast where you know it's our podcast, and to be like we say it, be authentic to you, we have to talk about what's at the top of our mind. It's nothing that's planned, it's nothing that's scripted. This isn't a podcast where it's calculated. It's really just our experience as we're running this and as we're growing, and our job is to be real with you guys, and that's what we're planning on doing. So our podcast that we put out last week was very raw, and it didn't necessarily take into consideration, I'll be honest, like the feelings of our team. But if we were to censor what was top of mind, it doesn't mean we've thought it all through when we say it ever. mm-hmm. It wouldn't be real. So
yeah, it wouldn't be real. And I think that the lesson we continually learn over and over and over again is no one is going to do your business for you. No one can run it like you can run it. And no one can, like the universe always tells us, if you two can't step back like you want to yet, if you want to take it where you want to take it. So we're always reminded that we need to get our hands dirty constantly. And the minute we step back, we have an antsy feeling of out of control. And we hate that feeling mm-hmm. of not knowing, like we know what is going on.
Yeah. And like an example of this is our whole team has a weekly call about our business and about opportunities that are coming and all of that. And we haven't been on that call
ever.
And it's crazy because I don't specifically remember us deciding that we didn't want to be on it, because what's more exciting than hearing about opportunities and potential opportunities for your business?
Or what is changing in your world? Mm. Like often, you know, yesterday I had a phone call with one of my best friends in New York, and she's in the fashion industry, and we were talking business, which we never do. And she was talking, you know, she's like, you guys were kind of the ones who started this movement of, she's like, inclusivity is the buzzword amongst all the fashion, like inclusive, okay. Like looking at diversity, inclusivity, and the planet. Those are the three trends that right. fashion is now going towards, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, not that we're originators, because lots of people have been doing it, but that's how our brand started mm-hmm. in the very beginning. And I'm like, the crazy thing is, this is new for all the people in the outside world. Yeah. But I'm like, for us, that's old news. Like, yeah. That's done. That ship has sailed. I was like, that is, if that's not a trend, if you're not doing that, and if you're just thinking it, you're kind of screwed. Like, yeah. It's a way of life and a way of thinking, and it's not a moment. It's here to stay. Like, mm-hmm. if you're not representing all types of people or including all types of people, your business is dead, because no longer do people want to be a part of something that is just one-dimensional, you know? It's just was super interesting.
I think that about really high-end brands, how, like, elitist that is, you know what I mean?
You're going to fail. I mean, maybe not, but, like, if you don't have anything over a size 12, if you have one size 12, what the fuck are you thinking?
I swear.
You are turning away 90% of the population, because your size 12 is actually a size 8.
Oh, like, by the way, I'm so excited to hear this from your friend, because I didn't fit into their largest sizes.
Yes. and she was like, that's what everyone's talking about. I'm like, you're talking about it like 3 years too late.
Wow.
But they're watching the trends. Yeah. And now they see it. And now they're like, oh.
And for a company, you know, for a lot of big companies, it's such, especially with like a product, it's such a risk to be an innovator. It's a risk to be a trendsetter. It's a risk to, like,
walk on the street and look at your population. Just go walk on the street. Go walk. Just take a walk. Open your fucking eyes.
It's so weird.
Yeah, it's interesting.
That's such a weird thing. Just like any, yeah, I mean.
As entrepreneurs, you never feel like you've made it, because there's always more to do. And I think that that's the difference between trying to make money and being an entrepreneur. As an entrepreneur, like we talked about, like that your life just sort of shifts, because the more money you bring in, you acclimatize. It's not like we won the lottery and all of a sudden we have $100 million. Slowly we've brought in little bits of money, and it's slowly become a standard.
I know.
And for Nat and I, that's a scary feeling for people who have to provide for their family. Like, I feel for all of you who do that. Like, you have to feed three mouths, and you have to work full time, and you don't have an option to bring, you know, like I feel the pressure for all those moms who don't have another income coming in.
Yep.
And are solely responsible for it. I can't imagine the mental pressure you have of making sure that everyone has everything they need and that you can pay the bills. That is fucking scary.
It's a lot.
But yeah, we kind of had a company crisis, if you will, and it was a cat and Nat crisis. And I think if you've been listening to our podcast for a while, you have heard it in our voices that there's something not happy or working for us. It's come out in boredom. It's come out in I don't knows. It's come out in like I don't know where we're going. It's come out in like we weren't able to articulate what that feeling was,
mm-hmm.
but we found it.
Yeah,
we found it.
Yeah.
We threw the company into crisis, quite literally, with that podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Ruffled feathers.
Switch things up. And by no means is everything in a perfect spot at all. And there's so many more things that we need to, like, cement, even in the new changes, to make sure that they're going to work. But we're going to try.
So basically, we came to the conclusion that status quo, okay, I'm going to be honest. Our growth isn't enough. We're not growing fast enough. In my opinion, from a business perspective, this is not numbers. This is not likes. This is not anything to do with a community other than in terms of our, if we were to be on the Forbes list right now, we wouldn't even touch it. Yes, we're bringing in money, but that money is not growing at a rate that justifies such a huge team.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were a company with a product, you would stop and look and be like, these are the projections and this is where we should be and this is what we should be growing.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you're status quo.
Yeah.
Anyways, came to the conclusion that we need to take away all of our partnership money and all of our tour money because that is a cat and gnat exclusive.
Social influencer brand.
Yep. And if we want to be a real company, how are we making money internally as a company, as businesswomen? Because mm-hmm. until that, we're actually not businesswomen, we're influencers mm-hmm. who have turned our name into influence marketing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's where we were like sitting there and I'm like, we've dabbled in product, we've dabbled in things, but we've never had a strategic plan around what the hell we are doing to create these amazing things that we have.
And to be honest, like, we have had ideas and up until now, some of the ideas have just been pushed. Like, you're not big enough yet. You're not there yet.
Yeah, I see what they're talking about now.
Yeah.
I actually, before I always like fumbled and like always like really struggled with like it was like I was in a bubble and I like it popped and I was like, oh my God, this is what does not feel right.
Mm-hmm.
We've been running around with our heads cut off, trying to make everything work. But of course it's not working because we're not doing the right things.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're not. That's hard facts. So we basically took everyone, rejigged everything, everyone's position, everyone's flow.
Everything in our company needs to be more efficient.
Like, we didn't even know what we were paying monthly to the entire team.
I know.
It's like we didn't want to know.
It's like I kind of knew because I see it come out of the bank, but it doesn't all come out at the same time.
We did not know.
Yeah.
And when you begin to like open, I think sometimes we like to close our eyes like as humans and be like, I don't want to like blah, 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 pretend it doesn't exist. When you like actually have hard facts and open your eyes, you're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God. This month of salary that I'm paying is actually a huge mortgage and down payment.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell them how much we pay in salary a month. Is that bad?
No, it's not bad.
So for our... Well, should we move?
No.
For our team, $30,000 a month goes out.
More
than that.
Yeah.
Like $45,000. Mm-hmm. $45,000 a month, not even to pay Cat and Hat, just mm-hmm. to pay this team to work, which mm-hmm. means in Canada, we have to make $70,000 a month to pay all these people. Now, these people we love, I'm not like everyone, just make sure that it's not about that. But when you look at the business side of things, which I've been saying, not personal side of things, it is mind blowing that two stay at home moms are having that kind of salary. And if we're not tripling or doubling that, if we're making just enough money to pay everyone
mm-hmm.
or like a little bit more, and we've been doing that for a few years, what the hell are we doing?
Yeah.
And that's where the business side comes in that, yeah, it's impressive, it's cool, but if you're not growing exponentially and you're working this hard to pay people, what the fuck are you doing? Because if we're paying $40,000 a month, we should be each making $80,000 a month.
Yeah.
Right, technically.
Yeah.
Like CEOs are making millions.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not.
Mm-mm.
So, you know?
Yeah.
You have nothing to tell me?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, it's just, I'm just thinking about everybody and all the teams and, you know, how we make money. And, you know, we've been given like so many... We have a lot of great people around us too that we're not utilizing perfectly too, outside of our independent team that comes off of our salary, more like people like, gosh, we have these two managers in LA that are like, we're here for you and we want to help you, and we're not utilizing them because we wanted to just do it with our internal, and then we're signed with the, you know, the best
hold on, that's a cell phone
agency,
ringing. Sorry,
agency, one of the best agencies in the world, and we don't even know, like, we're not even, we're just not, but, you know, it's gonna...
you can say it. We're
using the wrong people for the wrong things in some ways.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so we have
and to doubling up and everyone doing the same jobs and their overlap and everyone running in circles, and it just, everything always felt frantic. Like, do this. Yeah. Nothing was fluid. There was no systems in
place.
It would
be so interesting to like watch someone's business that is sort of like, it was so interesting to watch someone who's sort of like you that you don't know and how they run it.
Yes.
I know a lot of also like social media influencers who make money through partnerships and touring and potentially writing a book don't have a big team that they pay. They use their agents and potentially their managers who take commission and don't take salary.
You said something really interesting. We had to ditch a podcast because we had to stop it so many times, but Nat worked for an entrepreneur and some months she couldn't pay you.
No.
And she was like, I can pay you half,
but I'll get you the rest when the order goes through.
Yeah. Which is kind of like growing pains and learning. Yeah. Like you're like,
and I'm
whoa.
Sure she was ashamed, you know, but she also.
Oh, facts.
Yeah.
Facts.
I can't pay you.
Like facts.
But it was also, it was good for her very few employees to see, and she was running something big. People would call the office and we'd answer and they'd be like, oh my God, that's crazy. I got the same person to answer. Like, what are the chances? I'm like,
three of us.
Yeah, how many people do you think works here? But she just used the shit out of the people that she had. And
that was their choice.
Yeah, we could have left.
You could have left. No one owns you.
No.
It's your choice.
But it was just such an amazing opportunity to watch it all
and
go.
And she didn't care about your work-life balance. Oh, she was like, this is what you're doing.
Not at all.
You know what I mean? It wasn't like, are you, it was like, this is the expectation.
Yeah.
It's just fascinating. That's not how we roll, but
no.
It is very fascinating to me that,
And by the way, she sold her company for multi-millions.
Well, this is the point. I said, if you all want to be, like, making a lot of money is one thing. If you want to, like, making a salary is one thing, but if we have a team, it's gotta be utilized properly, because you and I could probably...
I was gonna say, I'd love to see someone like us, because I know that there are social media influencers that make bigger deals than we do, but they do brand deals and tour and book, yes, and they only use their agents to do all their deals.
Yeah, which is a lot more money in that person's pocket, right?
Like, we must be like...
Like, that's like an extra... And everybody, like, this is where it's really tricky to have this conversation, because our team is, we're so thankful and grateful for them, because they allow us to have a life, and they allow us to have children, and they allow us to not feel like we're hectic, and it's our choice. You know, we pay them. It's not like they're there out of their... Yeah. They're, like, we pay them, and it's like, it's important, and it's what we've chosen. It's just making it run efficiently so that we can continue to grow the business and not just do status quo.
And for team members who aren't the owners of business, because or their moms, and they work with people, just so you know, when a business owner goes through these thoughts, it is so natural and normal, and to question these things would be wrong not to. And so it doesn't necessarily mean that you don't appreciate what's going on. It's just
or appreciate the people in your life,
yeah,
like, that are there.
Yeah, but it's you. Everybody questions. It takes some time every once in a while to question.
And if you don't, you should.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually said to everyone, I was like, you know, Nat and I have problem solved everything and made that. We've never had a problem. We've never had a problem on this team. You and I have never been like, there's a problem.
Yeah, well, if there's a problem, we just get rid of them.
Or we figure out the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You and I are like, all right, there's a problem, we'll figure it. Like, mm-hmm. we never show up and we're never like, oh my God.
Guys, fix this for us. What are we going
to
do?
Yeah, and like to the point where, and you know, this is not a complaint, but like when our tour was over, you and I were the ones packing up the next day and returning things and loading things. And, you know, we were the ones front line. Yeah. And I'm like.
We bought our set.
And
so you guys know, we bought a set.
We picked it up. Filled the car, dropped the car, figured the things out.
Returned the set. And
if you and I, though, were somebody else, that would be everybody else's problem to figure that out. But it was like, we want to give them a day off because they worked hard, so we'll go do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's very, and not that they wouldn't have done it. It's just that's just the way we think. And
it is the way. And, you know, some people in our lives question, like, why are you doing this? You
know? A lot of people do.
But we'll always do that. It's like when we did our first show. It was so funny when we were blowing up our balloons for our first show before we had any team. And my in-laws came and they're like, don't you have people to do this? And we're like, we are the people. Like,
yeah.
Nobody's blowing up the balloons but us. Now, just, you know, now we don't blow up the balloons, but we would blow up the balloons.
I mean, sometimes we do.
We needed to.
Yeah, no, but it felt really good to have what was bothering us, like, come to, and it wasn't anybody. It wasn't a person. It was the way we
chose to run it.
The systems that we had put into place. So now we know.
Yep.
And, well,
there's still more work to be done, though.
For now, we know.
Yeah.
For today, we know.
And for today, we know, at least we know, but I wouldn't say that we have come to a conclusion for how we're going to handle it all long term.
No, and the feeling of out of control and feeling conflict, I think, was the best thing that could have happened to this entire team, because I feel like it pushed us forward. And I think that, like, life lessons, and it's so cliche, but good things come out of conflict, good things come out of hurt feelings, good things come out of
just questioning the process.
Influx.
Yep.
And I think even as mothers and as like people who are in touch with life, like as we try to live, like we try to be in touch with our lives, it was seeping everywhere, and now we're like, huh, we have a different vision and goal. It like came to fruition. We were like, this is what I want, and this is what we need to make happen. It's no longer just like, what are we doing today?
And it's the same thing in a family and the way a family works. Sometimes you feel like things are off, and if you sit down and question it and work it out, you'll come out better for sure. It's like,
not even marriage. Oh, when conflicts can make a better marriage, right? Like you can. What's that face?
No, I'm just thinking about any conflict I've had that's come out of better and fixed. Meh.
I mean, my husband and I have to have, like, this house thing, let me tell you, it is like the
that's a lot.
Because it's money, number one. Mm-hmm. It's like priorities in the house, what you see valuable, what you don't see valuable.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, just the stress of having so much going out and you don't know what's coming in. I'm an entrepreneur, he's an entrepreneur. There's nothing set, we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I think for our husbands, it's really hard that they don't know what money's coming in every month.
Oh,
that
yeah.
drives them insane.
Yeah.
We can't say X, Y, and Z comes in.
Yeah.
That's what entrepreneurship is, though.
Yep.
And I think that all that stresses a lot on them.
Yeah, it is.
And they're like, you say you're...
It's very tricky for them because they're like, you say you make money, but like, I don't see how it's changing our lives. And it's not consistent. And it's kind of, you know... I was just thinking about our conversation last night.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
As moms, we are often juggling a million and one things. With our kids going in a million different directions and taking care of everyone else can mean that we often forget about ourselves. It's time to reclaim a little me time with some well-deserved self-care. And for us, that doesn't have to mean a lot. It can be picking a favorite product and taking a little extra time to do our daily routine. Dime Beauty offers clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. They are 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. You know we don't have the energy to remember the order of a 10-step routine, so we love that the Work system keeps things simple for us and has everything you need in one powerful package with a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their beauty reviews are literally all 5 stars. If you haven't checked out Dime, it's time. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
What it's like, what are you doing? Are you playing, or are you like, because we take a lot of time doing this, and
the two of them are so involved in companies that run in a different way, and we know
in a proper way.
And we also know that they see things that we don't see because everybody does from the outside.
And but we don't want to see their thoughts. We don't want to hear their thoughts because it's a husband.
Yeah, because it's a husband. Literally, like, you are not allowed. He's like, I've realized I am not allowed to talk to you unless I'm asked regarding your business. But that's the way it is. But I mean, every once in a while, it's like, I find a place where I can let him in a little bit.
And great. I don't.
But everything, but mine is also has a marketing, like,
true,
like, background and strategy,
yeah,
and all that.
Yeah, right.
So he's like, I have all this expertise. So why wouldn't you tap into the person who lives in your house?
I know.
And then we could have a better life.
It's like your kids. We're like babies.
Yeah.
It's like your children. You're like,
I don't want to hear it from you.
Yeah.
Daddy.
This is how you do your homework. I don't want you to tell me how to do my homework. I'm going to do my homework. You know,
it's so
don't
true.
Clean up for yeah. me. I'm going to clean up my yeah. way, but that's the wrong way. I don't care.
Yep. Yeah. No, and I think that,
we're like
that but that is our personalities, you know. It's like, tell us not to do something, we might want to do it.
But I think it's also like, okay, I'll touch on the parenting part of this. It is natural for you want to feel independent and like you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's really unnatural as an adult for someone to tell you you're doing it wrong when you're successful in your own right, and you're like, We have this teen and tween group, and it is unbelievable. And we have therapists that come in. And Allison Schaefer just did a thing with us, and she said, you know, part of human life is wanting to become independent and on your own, and part of human life is falling down and failing, and they need to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's no one's job to pick you back up again, because if you're not feeling that, you're not living. So if you're never ever doing those things, it's not your life.
No, you're just living your parents' life.
And you're living your partner's life.
Yep.
So when you're in a partnership, or when you're in a relationship with a husband or someone, and they have this idea that you should be doing, you're kind of like, no, like, it's like, yep, back to, it's like a power struggle, and yep, you go back to, can you hear me? And they don't want to hear you because they know it better.
Well, and it's so crazy, because when we try to tell our kids because we know it better, we're like, just listen to us. We know it better. Like, we have more experience. And they're like, I don't want to hear from you.
Yep.
It's exactly the same.
It's the exact same.
That's what sometimes I say to Mark. I'm like, you're not my dad. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to feel the way. I don't want to feel the way my kids feel.
No.
I'm a grown up now, because I'm independent now.
Yeah, it's what you want to be. You want to be your own person. And I think that the best thing that anyone can do who is going through it is just listen. Like, bite your tongue. Just listen.
And you are allowed to answer when being asked. But literally, I said to him last night, it's so funny, I gave him the opportunity. He's like, this won't take long. I just wanted to show you. You said that at some point you would listen. And I listened to it. And then I was, I think it was at like maybe 7 minutes. And I was like, everything he was saying was smart, but I was tapped out. I said, okay, you're done. He goes, okay, fine.
No.
Yeah. I'm like, that's all you get. Like,
that he respects that, because mine would be offended.
Well, he's been offended a lot of times. We've had a lot of things about it. So he understands where I'm at. And
good for him, though,
finally.
Good, but But he is.
Okay. Yes.
Good for him.
And after 7 minutes, I said to him, I was like,
it's a perfect time in the bedroom too. You know what I mean? 7 minutes.
I was like,
you can get a lot done in 7 minutes. You learned so much.
I learned so much. I respected his time for 7 minutes.
You could land a few planes in 7 minutes. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Also on the crime podcast, you could kill someone in 4.
This is my point. Yeah. Nothing should take longer than seven minutes.
And by the way, in 7 minutes, you can appreciate everything they say. It, because if he talked for an hour, it all would have been diluted. Yeah. I would have forgotten what he said.
And you would have been like, you're irrelevant now.
It's boring.
It's like the bedroom.
Yeah.
You're irrelevant. Yeah. After 7 minutes, you're irrelevant to me.
And also, don't ever say something twice. Like, if I hear it twice, I feel like you're just talking. You know
just
what I
to
mean?
Hear yourself talk.
Yeah.
That is... Friends.
7 minutes.
Take this moment to appreciate... If you are a talker and a processor, process in your head, talk to yourself before you go and talk to people. Saying 4 things the same times over and over again, for the people who don't do that, they want to blow their brains out and you become someone they don't want to talk to.
Yeah, and it also, like if you say it 4 times instead of 1, it's a lot less powerful. It really is less powerful. It's like when Allison Schaefer in our Teen and Tween group, when she talks, it's like she's already processed it all.
She repeats nothing.
She repeats nothing. Just so you know. But when she says it, yeah, it's never...
You have to stop and be like, whoa, did you hear that?
Every word is so powerful because she chooses her words wisely.
7 minutes. I think there's some... I'm going to do it tonight and be like, you have 7 minutes.
Oh my God, I love that.
Yeah.
So if you can't...
I'm going to put a timer on.
Do you think he's going to have any pressure? Does he ever have any pressure?
I don't care. Okay. 7 minutes. Should be excited. 7 minutes. I'm going to put a timer on, like secretly.
No, don't do secretly, I think.
Tell him 7 minutes. Let's make a game. Let's play a game tonight. What can you do in 7 minutes? 3 minutes is 3.5 minutes. You have 3 minutes. I think it'd be kind of fun.
It was really fun.
I think it'd be a fun game.
And I told Mark, you are allowed to do what you just did to me.
Oh.
With No.
Not
no
sexually.
7 minutes. And I said, but I can't be in the room because I don't want to hear it again. And you can do it to Kat, but you only get 7 minutes.
This is our new 7 minute rule. I like this. Yeah, no.
Conversations. Like on the telephone?
They should be under 5.
Oh, but like...
Okay, 7.
Important conversations. Okay, let's... 7.
7 minutes.
You know who's really good on the phone?
Richard Abate, our book agent.
Our book agent is amazing.
Yep, doesn't waste time.
He must be great in bed.
I like this. 7 fucking minutes. You know what? I'm in. Let's call Romeo and see how long he thinks the bedroom should take.
Also, I want you to know that I can... I guarantee you, and I'll do it, I can make a dinner in 7 minutes.
7 minutes. Do you have Romeo's number here?
Oh, yeah, just on my speed dial. Let me see. No, okay, Romeo? Okay, yeah. He's live. What's he doing right now?
Let's just call him and say, Romeo, we have a theory that...
Contact.
Call.
Text.
Let's just put him in our contacts, okay? It's time. He's graduated to a contact. Oh. All the strippers should be on speed dial. That just should be a thing. We're just going to FaceTime the stripper quickly. Hopefully you can get this.
Oh, he's probably working out or something, right?
Perfect.
I know, but he won't answer if he's working out because he works out hard. He takes it seriously.
He's not picking up. Okay, well, we're going to, you know what?
Should we try 10?
We're going to do a podcast with the boys.
Yeah.
Drinking and the boys, okay?
Okay.
And we're going to get to what you can do in 7 minutes. I'm going to ask, what could you do in 7 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay?
Let's call this one.
And we're going to call 10 the next one. I believe this 7 minute theory might be quite genius. And I think it would be a good, for some people, look how fast this is going. It might be a really good,
Is it contacting? 7 minutes, a really good lesson.
It's connecting. Oh, contacting.
How come I can't hear it?
But if you're sitting there being like, girls, like, you're crazy. Yep, we are. If you're sitting there being like, girls, I'm feeling internal struggle. Just don't be afraid to go there with it. Like, don't be afraid to take it and know you may hurt feelings, but not on purpose. And don't be afraid to like actually like investigate. Don't be a dick. Don't be a dick bag about it, but like, don't blame other people for how you're feeling. And you know, we did that for a minute, but it wasn't that we were blaming people. It took a process to get there in order for us to understand that at the end of the day, it came down to you and me. Mm-hmm. Like as entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. we're like, this comes down to Nat and I, and we weren't running things effectively, and we got ahead of it, and the conflict was exactly what we needed, and expectations. People need expectations and boundaries. People feel good when you're a leader and you're like, this is what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. We are like, as a mom, Don't be a mom who doesn't know, like...
Oh?
Who is it?
It's probably Romeo.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Oh, Romeo, we're on a podcast and we have a question for you.
Oh, what's up? You look- First of all, say hi to my mom.
Oh. Hi. Oh, no. That was good. Thank you. Okay. All right. We were talking.
First of all, say hi to my mom. Perfect. You look very handsome.
You look very handsome.
Thank you.
Where are you going?
I'm going to live my life like I always do every day.
Your cheekbones are on fleek.
Ooh. I got to get ready for London.
Okay.
That's right. We're seeing you soon.
Romeo.
What's up?
What can you do in 7 minutes?
Pertaining to what? There's a lot that can be done in 7 minutes.
Tell us a couple things.
Like?
Oh, in 7 minutes, I could give a girl seven orgasms.
His mom is there and goes, oh, Lord.
She knows what it is.
She knows what it is.
In 7 minutes, I could, damn, I don't know.
Could you successfully have a good
time
in bed in 7 minutes?
Oh, fuck yeah, if you know what you're doing.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Would that be...
These two fingers right here, that's it.
Would that be a fun challenge, 7 minute challenge?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I could do it in three.
Romeo, you just won the hearts of the world.
Oh, yeah. Listen, this is called check the oil and ring the bell. All right?
Check the oil and ring the bell. I'm dead, Romeo. I can't wait to move in with you. You're moving. I don't know what's happening, but we're going on. I love you.
Benedict. Hold on. Oh. What did you say? I'm winning the hearts of all the Canadians?
No, of worldwide women, Romeo.
Okay. And I'm ready for the nursery home ladies.
I like how it's a nursery home. Yeah, we're going to do it. This is long-term plan.
A nursery home because, you know, they need their pipes checked as well. You know, they need some.
Romeo, okay, we're going to do a podcast together in London, okay?
All right, I'm ready whenever you guys are.
All right, all we'll right. See you soon, Romeo.
All right, bye.
Oh, God. Thank you. I mean, you heard it from the expert himself.
He could do it in three, but he could probably do it really great in seven.
No, he could do it off the chart in seven.
Yeah.
Probably in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he can do it with his mother right there.
Oh, he gets, you know what? That man, he lives his life to the fullest each. Is that crazy? He inspires me. No, I'm not joking. He's my inspiration. Not joking.
Yeah, I know.
He wakes up dressed. I with know. A smile on
why
his face.
Why he looks better than us?
I pick up the phone and he's just happy.
Fresh.
Always happy, happy. Clean, shirt on,
always
shirt
clean.
Off.
Always clean.
Always clean, always looking just like a light in his eyes.
With his mom.
And he has not had an easy life.
No.
Like, not an easy life.
Not at all.
God, Romeo. Shit, here's to being like stripper Romeo, who's so much more than that.
Oh, my God. Somebody just...
No. No.
Hold on. Somebody just sent this to us, and it's butlers in the buff serving dinner to seniors at a care facility, and their faces say it all.
9 hours ago, they stole this from us because we did this 2 days ago. Someone stole this from Natalie. This is not okay.
It actually says someone stole your idea. It's okay. Kat, I mean,
we're on to something major.
It's so smart.
It's time to retire
from everything. We'll be the principals of the nursing home.
You know, I feel
a real estate thing. We need to talk to your husband.
I know. I'm just going to call him quick.
Okay.
And ask him his thoughts on it.
Hey, Mark. I don't want to see them anymore. Hey, Mark, could we potentially invest in some real estate? Oh, you know how you want to buy a place in Florida?
Yeah.
We can have our own separate apartment in there.
Right.
But this house is...
He's probably really busy. He's not going to be impressed with me, but you know what?
He's always got a good sense of humor when we call live.
It's so true. I, you know, part of life is you just got to have fun and be loose. Hey, babe, are you in a meeting?
Yes.
Oh, shit. Okay, Nat and I have an important thing to talk to you about.
What social media am I on right now?
Our podcast, but we, Nat and I need to buy real estate for a nursing home where we will have strippers be their caretakers.
And entertainers.
Good fucking bye.
No, come on, babe. I'm being serious.
It's a real estate poll.
It's
here,
actually
babe.
Already starting. People are doing it, and we had the idea first. So they would be like stripper size, not exercise class.
He likes it. He's laughing.
He likes it. You think it's a good idea, don't you?
No, I'm this has been recorded, so I'm not going to.
Babe,
feel the wrath
just
of
is,
my true answer to you.
Could it be a good idea? Yes or no?
Do senior women get their libido back or something?
Yes. Like, yes, they do. Back? Yes.
Because
you know what? It's because they don't.
Because married women in their, won't say your ages group, I don't see any interest in strippers or interest in men.
No. Here's the thing, babe. It's because they can't do anything. They just watch. They pretend. They're like, woo.
To have like long lasting relationships and build houses together.
No,
they're just there for the fun.
They're just watching someone serve them a sausage on a platter.
Your problem is doing something.
We're having a really hard time overall in this business and in relationships with follow through, with execution. We need some help with execution.
Could we just put it on the record that I'm here running a meeting?
Sorry. Okay, babe. You know what? We're going to execute something tonight in 7 minutes. Okay.
7 minutes?
Yeah. 7 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pressure's on.
Yeah.
1 minute longer than normal.
How many minutes?
How many minutes longer than normal?
So that's 4 minutes longer than normal.
Okay.
So he can do it in three.
You want to do it in three? Seven or three? Your choice.
Just trying to follow the advice of your previous.
Okay. 7 minutes, babe. I'm going to put a timer. Are you up for the challenge of 7 minutes tonight?
A long time. Nobody wants to be sitting there dealing with this a long time.
It's true.
Can you guys live stream it?
Babe, I love you. 7 minutes tonight. Got it? You got 7 minutes.
Well, listen, it's been a few weeks, so 7 minutes is plenty of time.
I love you.
You're such a good guy, babe. Love you.
Bye. Okay, we have the confirmation. I'll let you know how 7 minutes go. Wait. You're going to try to.
I'll do it.
Seven minutes.
Okay, so I'm going to the theater tonight.
Seven minutes.
Home 7 minutes.
None of this.
I'll text you before I do it, Kat.
Okay, 7 minutes. None of this like woo, okay. Woo. No. Seven. Yeah, no tassels. Okay. Balls.
7 minutes.
7 minutes.
Like, so do I just let him in quick?
What? Why would you want to do anything else?
Okay, no.
What else do you want to do?
Like him on the top, me, like.
What? Doesn't matter.
Okay.
So you have seven, it's a challenge, the 7 minute challenge.
Okay, everybody, I'd like you to comment below about how your 7 minute challenge went. This is a business podcast, after all.
Listen, do you know what,
I told my husband to do when he used to have people come into his office?
What?
They used to stay too long.
Yeah.
So I told him to get that egg timer. And let them know before they start.
Two things. Nat and I hate meetings for two very important reasons. People talk too much because they feel like they have to fill space. Because if you're not there for a long time, they feel like it was a waste of time. I will tell you, the shorter the better. Do not plan meetings for so long where you're talking about what your kids do over the summer. I don't care. If you want to have drinks and cocktails, let's talk about that. It is not offensive to sit down and get right to business. Often, when we're at the kitchen thing, I'm like, all right, let's go. I'm not here for a long time. Let's just start. And people are caught off guard often. often.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, they're appreciative of the fact that you get right, like, get right to the point. If I'm coming over for dinner, feed me dinner. I don't want to sit for a long time and talk. I'm joking. Okay?
Yeah.
That's the thing. Yeah. Don't be offended to get things done more efficiently. Pretend it's your kids getting their shoes on at the door. Yeah. You don't sit and chit-chat to them. You get the plan done. Sex, same thing. You know what? You're there to have sex. You're not there to chit-chat.
Wait a second. Isn't it called 7 minutes in heaven?
Thank you. That's the closet. That's heavy petty. Minutes? I know. So long.
Ew, that's a long
time.
We
really did learn, didn't we? I 3 minutes in heaven.
I mean, I never did it. You did, not me.
I didn't do 7 minutes in heaven.
You did that.
I didn't.
You played that game.
Not really.
Well, not really or not at all.
I was afraid of penises when I was...
Are you kidding? So was I.
Yeah, I had, they called me something. They called me like cock fear.
Yeah, no.
Cockophobia.
Listen. I never wanted to touch it.
And everyone was like, I touched it. I'm like, crow.
Gross.
Like,
I
was
sick. I know. I'm like, so with you.
I did not. Like, I'd go to the parties and pretend I was so drunk I would pass out on this line. I would just pretend I wasn't even drunk.
I used to pour beer out in the bathroom.
Yeah. And then I'd lie on the floor and pretend I was drunk and passed out. So no one would bother me. You know what I mean? I'd be like this, and then I hear everyone talking and I just pretend to be asleep on the floor. Pretend to be drunk. So drunk.
Where were you?
Everywhere. Parks and apartments. Everywhere.
Wow.
Yeah, totally. I pretended.
Well, there's that waist case again. Passed out.
Meanwhile, I was sober. I just didn't want to touch penises. And they're not going to play that game. They always just sit in circles and touch each other. Weird.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was a game. I forget. You took a drink and then you touched and... Joe, basically orgies.
What grade?
7, 8...
See, I went to a girls' school.
Heavy petting, let me tell you, it was a thing. And I would drink, pretend to drink, and just lie on the floor.
That's really smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretend drunk. I'm so wasted. Now I just get really wasted for real.
Yeah, just 2 drinks will do it.
I know. So that's the thing, Nat.
I know.
Wow, did we even cover business? Yeah, we did.
Oh, we talked about a lot.
Okay,
you
good.
Know what? It is time for lunch.
Thank you. I hope you enjoyed this.
I want to just tell you guys something, one little thing. I've started to listen to podcasts. Okay, it's been 2 days, but...
This is kind of funny, this podcast. You know what? Because lots of hidden gems in here.
Lots of hidden gems. Let's pull out the gems.
There's gems in there.
There's gems.
Like, don't do business meetings, dumb, stupid stamp. Don't do anything more than 7 minutes, stupid stamp. If you're like, conflict is good... don't be afraid of it.
Oh, I was listening to a podcast last night. And you know what's annoying?
Go ahead.
You listen to something for 41 minutes.
And there's no conclusion.
It's not even that. It's just like, it was not entertaining.
Dumb.
It was not juicy.
Ugh.
And all, she just kept talking.
Was there a comfort in the voice?
No.
Wow. So it was just someone, it wasn't.
Wasted my time.
Wasted your time. So you have blacklisted her on your thing.
Do I give her another chance?
Nope. Okay. You don't. Go on to the next.
I will do that.
You know what? Life is too short to waste your time with boring people.
41 minutes was a really long time.
You gave her a good chance.
And I listened to her the night before and I liked it.
Oh, well, this is new information you did not tell me. Yes, you give her another chance and you can't go 50-50. 50-50.
If she fucking wastes one more 40 minutes of my life.
You know you can always exit out if you're bored.
But I feel like I'm waiting for it to come.
Okay. Well, I think you'll know right off the bat.
Well, you know what I should look up?
What?
7 minute podcasts.
You don't want that. 25 minute podcast.
7 minutes.
7 minutes.
Like,
got
what
it.
Can you entertain me in 7 minutes?
Thank you. There is a Facebook watch of crime stories. Did I send it to you?
Well, I've been watching a lot.
7 minutes.
I don't
minutes.
Know if I've seen this one, but yeah.
Everyone's asking, what's a 7 minute one? They get everything in, and even if there's not a conclusion, all the details are so juicy, because it's all not like, and then she walked down a trail, and she wasn't sure of the trail, and she saw Jimmy Bob picking corn. Dun, dun, dun. No, fuck that. It's 7 minutes to the... There is something in seven-minute workout. You can apparently you can get more done in 7 minutes at a workout than you can. Something to this. We're going to look up 7 minutes.
Okay.
All right, y'all. Happy podcast day. I can't wait to blow this shit up. Just watch us. I feel more confident than I ever have in our business, and it's exciting, and I can't wait, and it's just begun.